News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, despite the massive growth of the industry, the regulatory framework for aesthetic medicine has been left untouched for nearly two decades. We're joined by Dr. Sean Fitzpatrick, President of the Irish College of Aesthetic Medicine. Sean, thanks indeed for coming in to us. You're making the point the regulations haven't changed in nearly two decades. What's in place since 2007 and why is it a problem?
So at the moment, Ireland, like the UK, remains an outlier from other countries in Europe. The likes of Spain, Portugal, France, Italy, they all recognise medical aesthetics as a speciality in its own right and restrict it to prescribers like doctors and dentists. Basically, the only restrictions in the law from a practical day-to-day point of view are the fact that the administration of botulinum toxin is restricted to prescribers such as doctors and dentists.
That's Botox, I presume.
That's Botox. And there is a small loophole in there that does allow the doctor or the dentist to delegate the administration of the toxin to a nurse.
Okay, so why is that not enough? What more needs to happen?
So right now, I'll give you a scenario. Right now, anyone, whether I could teach you to do lip fillers and you could go onto AliExpress, buy a box of dermal fillers and open up a clinic in your bedroom, and legally you could do that without any issue.
Right. So the regulations only pertain to Botox. There's a whole range of other treatments.
And those regulations around Botox aren't perfect either.
Yeah.
But the main issue is the fact that any lay person can buy serious medical devices such as dermal fillers and inject them into people's face. I'll give you a scenario. If you just take this and apply it to any other field of medicine, you're cycling home, you fall off your bike, you break your wrist and you're wheeled into Vincent's Hospital and out walks Mick the Plumber. And that's the actual scenario. If that happened, that would be a national outcry. If Mick the Plumber wouldn't be allowed to operate on you in a theatre, why are we okay with him injecting medical devices in people's faces?
So tell us potentially what can go wrong if
you can die. You can die. That's what the issue is. Unfortunately, because it's so unregulated, we've now had cases in the UK. Famously last year, a nurse called Alice Webb was injected by a beautician who was pretending to be a doctor, and he put 1.5 litres of filler in her buttock and she died. You have cases over in the UK as well where practitioners are getting their hands on unlicensed illegal Botox, and you had between 25 and 30 cases of botulism and leaving patients permanently deformed. So patients, if filler is injected into the facial artery and goes into the retina, it can cause a patient to go blind. That can even get worse, and you can cause a stroke. These are serious, life-limiting, life-threatening concerns. And, you know, our college would argue that in Bunrock na hÉireann, Article 40.3, we would argue that there is a right to bodily integrity. And by not legislating this particular issue, that is a breach of our fundamental right to bodily integrity.
Is anyone listening? Why it would seem completely obvious that this needs to be legislated for?
Look, we have worked very hard over the last 3 years to push this with the government, and we are very happy that Minister McNeill has included dermal filler regulation in the programme for government. We have corresponded with her, and you know, we are optimistic that we will be engaged with the government next year when they engage with stakeholders. And you know, we're not going to rest until we legislate this.
Are there people out there getting, not just fillers, but are there people out there getting Botox from unregulated people? Is that happening in the black market, for the want of a better word?
It's very hard to know because obviously, you know,
it's not talked about.
How they're acquiring these products is very spurious, and it's hard to keep track of what's actually. We suspect it's a lot larger than we believe. Every day, you know, I see Instagram posts of beauticians, you know, offering Botox injections. And, you know, these are serious prescription medications.
And sorry, is that illegal for them to do that?
It's completely illegal.
But they're still advertising it discreetly, but advertising.
They are advertising it, and for, you know, to be fair, the HPRA, they will, if you give them a good case that where there's clear evidence, they will prosecute. They just there's so much of it going on, and they've so limited resources.
Two final questions. Yeah. Your advice for people listening this morning, regardless of the regulation, we'll get to the regulations in a second.
Yeah.
Your advice to people listening this morning, if they're thinking about getting treatment,
do your homework. Only see a prescriber. If something goes wrong, and it's not a question of if something goes wrong, in most cases it's when something goes wrong, you need to have a prescriber to hand to manage those cases. You need antibiotics for infections, you need steroids for swelling, you need to be able to dissolve filler if it goes in the wrong area. Only a prescriber can handle those scenarios. You've got to plan for the worst case scenario, because these are serious, these aren't beauty treatments, these are medical procedures.
And your message to regulators, to legislators, to politicians?
We are an EU member state, and you know, we look to Spain, we look to Portugal, we look to other nations who have properly regulated this. You know, these are sovereign states. We can make our own sovereign laws to protect our public properly, and it's about time.
Okay, long past time, it would seem. Dr. Sean Fitzpatrick, President of the Irish College of Aesthetic Medicine, thank you indeed for coming. It is a really important message, I think, you're trying to get across. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know your own stories about this. You don't have to give your name or anything, but we'd love to hear them this morning. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.